Good morning. I hope everybody is doing well. Last week, I talked about Lent and what it meant that we are in a state of preparation for Easter, that we should be looking and examining ourselves. We should be praying. We should be giving. When we examine ourselves, do we find that we're just exhausted and burned out? And you know, we feel like we can't go on. I don't know if you're feeling like that this morning. Maybe you feel like you're so upset that you want to run and hide from the world because you just can't take it another day. Or maybe you're dealing with cranky people at work and they're treating you like dirt. It's just wearing on you. Or maybe you're at home with the kids and they're screaming and yelling and your world is crumbling and you feel like you are going to lose it and run away. But as far as you can get is the bathroom, and you run inside and lock the door, sit on the toilet with your hands over your ears and cry. Maybe you're in a legal battle that is taking its toll on your heart and soul, and you're wondering if you can make it through. Maybe it is just all the craziness that is happening in your life that has become so overwhelming, like chasing kids, bringing them to school, going to work, bringing kids to sports, doing chores at home, working at church or helping others out. And after it's all said and done, there never seems to be any time to rest. When the world throws us to the ground and grinds us into the dirt, we feel like we can't go on another day. Sometimes our faith seems so small and weak, and we feel like, what is the point of trying to go any further? And sometimes we feel like God is miles away, like one side of the universe to the other. And sometimes we feel like, how are we to be the light of the world if we don't feel like our light is even lit? It is just a smoldering wick at the moment. You may ask yourself, if it is even possible to try and recover from this worn out, burned out, extremely exhausted time you're experiencing, the answer is a resounding yes. God knew we would need times of refreshing and times of renewal in this world because we tend to walk away from Him. We tend to not trust in Him. Now let's see what God says about this in Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Right here in the very first verses, we read God say to the Israelites, almost in a sarcastic statement, hello, come on, are you kidding me? You're going to tell me that you have never heard of me and my power and all I've done. Seriously, guys? I created the heavens and the earth, and I have been with you since the beginning of time. I have continually done amazing miracles for you, like bring you up out of Egypt. And now you're doubting me? Huh. Don't you think I'm big enough to take care of you? In the verses preceding this, we can see where God is trying to show the Israelites just how big He is and how small and minuscule they are in the scheme of things, so that He can change their perspective on how they see Him. He is all-knowing, all-powerful, and nothing is either too small or too great for Him to accomplish. But the Israelites were running around and trying to fix the issues in their own lives by themselves and not relying on the One who created them to see them through. They were getting worn out and weary by working so hard for their own causes and goals. They stopped focusing on God and started to slip down that slope of independence, where they thought they could do it themselves and start walking away from God. The Israelites seem to need to be reminded about who God is and just how powerful He is, and that He is for them constantly. They keep wandering away and getting their hearts and souls into deep trouble. And when calamity strikes, they fall apart and start scrambling to try to figure out why it is happening. And God, through a prophet, has to keep reminding them to live a holy life set apart only for Him. And He will take care of them. But it doesn't stop here. He goes on to say, "Look, guys, I don't get tired and worn out from being who I am and doing what I do. I know that no one can grasp my understanding of things, and that's okay. You don't need to. Everyone gets tired and worn out. It doesn't matter what age or gender. It doesn't matter what your job is. All will stumble and fall when they're tired. But to all those who hope in Me, who wait on Me, to those who trust in Me, they will renew their strength. And not just a little, I might add, but so much that they will soar on wings of the mighty eagles. They will be able to run an endless race and not get tired and worn out. They will be able to walk the rough terrain of life and not get faint." God is telling the Israelites that their strength and refreshing comes from Him. No one else. Just Him. This is the same for us as it is for them. We need to be 100% sold out for God, placing all of our hopes and all of our fears in Him, and let Him guide us and renew us. The way we see God has an overwhelming effect on our lives. If we see God as being distant and too far away to help, we may never learn to rely on Him completely and pray like He hears all our prayers, like He is standing next to us. We will end up praying weak, shallow prayers to a God we feel either is too far away to hear or too far away to care for someone as insignificant and small as I am. But Psalms 145:18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth." God is as near to us as the air we breathe, even when we can't feel Him. But that's when we need to have faith the most. And that the promise of Psalms 145:18 is true. And it's for everyone. We also need to see just how big God is and how powerful He is. Because when our lives get so burdened down with stress and anxiety, we need to know that our God we serve has us in the palm of His hand. Jesus said in John 10, 27 through 30, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hands. I and the Father are one." This is a promise that once you belong to God, you are His completely. And nothing or no one can snatch you from His hands. We also need to remember just how powerful He is. Because He is all powerful. And when we pray, we need Him to work in our lives, He has more power than we can imagine, and He can do what we ask in prayer. Luke 1:37 says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." And in Mark 10:27 it says, "Looking at them, Jesus said, 'With people this is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God.'" Many, many times, God has to remind the Israelites just how powerful He is, because they keep forgetting. Just like us, we need to remember that He is more powerful than we can imagine. Philippians 4:19 says, "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." This is the God we serve, the one who made the vast expanses of the heavens and the extremely small electrons and protons that make up every building block of existence. But yet He cares if even one sparrow falls to the ground. Our God does not only look at the big picture and move galaxies around like pawns on a chessboard, like a huge corporate CEO strategically moves his assets of his empire. He also cares for every single person. And the CEO is not interested or have time for the guy on the bottom whose name he doesn't even know. Our God is not like the worldly boss. He knows us by name. Jesus says in John 10:3, "To him, the gatekeeper, opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." Think of that for a minute. The God who created all the universe knows you by name. And to beat that, He even knows how many hairs you have on your head at this exact moment. See Luke 12:7. You are not insignificant to Him. You are not too small or too hidden that He doesn't know who you are and care deeply about you and things that are weighing heavy on your heart. Write this promise God gives us in Isaiah 49:15 in your Bible, or circle it so you don't forget it. Isaiah 49:15 says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you." God loves you more than a mother loves her child. There was a time when I never understood how this was possible. Because when I first held my children in my arms, I felt a love for them I cannot explain. the love that I was willing to walk to the ends of the earth to help them and to lay down my life so that they could live. I never could understand how you could love more than this. But God proves it over and over in my life. And His love has no end. He is the God of the impossible, for nothing is beyond His ability. This God we serve knows that we can get burned out, and we can get worn out, and we can wander from Him. He knows and cares and calmly helps us to find our way back. When we get beaten down, we need to remember the promise God gave us in Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, that we all get worn out, no matter how old we are. There are no supermen, whether they're talking about physical strength or emotional strength or spiritual strength. Even the strongest among us eventually falter. Even the healthiest will stumble and need to be lifted up. And if that's the case, then how much more do the rest of us need to acknowledge our need of God's grace? In Scripture, we see that even God's greatest saints need His grace for strength. For example, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians that I have learned the secret of being content in every situation. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 3:13. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Philemon 1:7 and 20. If even Paul needed to be renewed and encouraged in order to fulfill his calling, then surely we do as well. No matter what God has called us to do, whether it is great or small, whether our deeds are publicly recognized or known only to Him, we cannot do it apart from a continuous, ongoing infusion of His strength and power. As Christ taught us in John chapter 15, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, he can do nothing. It's really that simple. If we are drawing our strength from Christ, we can do nothing, or we can do anything. If not, we can do nothing. Now, perhaps things are going fairly well for you right now, and you're not aware of any particular weariness or stress. You know, that's wonderful. But I assure you that storms will come, and it is far better to develop the habit of relying on God in times of peace and prosperity than to find yourself suddenly in need of His strength and have no idea how to receive it. The source of the renewal and the refreshing we need is God. Listen closely, because this is the key. Not God plus, or a little bit of God and a whole bunch of the world. I'm going to live my life with just a little slice of God. But it's God alone. Only God. His grace is absolutely sufficient. Nothing else is necessary. What this means is that when we are in need of spiritual renewal, when we are in need of strength and encouragement, what we need is God. Period. Not a change in circumstance, not a change of scenery, not long walks on the beach, not long naps, not long days riding my motorcycle, not changing my job, or changing my relationships. but knowing and fellowshipping with God. Taking more time to draw near to God and less with the world. If we rely on other things instead of God, or even in addition to God, we are not living by faith. We're not taking seriously what the Bible says, which is that God's grace is entirely sufficient. And to the extent that our reliance on other things causes us to rely less on God, our weariness and our weakness will remain. In our lives, we hit many proverbial potholes and have many flat tires and broken rims that leave us physically, emotionally, and spiritually drained and broken. But we always have a way to get recharged and repaired. For those of us that believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we find rest and renewal in an abundant proportion when we draw near to Him. If you are here and you have not given everything over to God, and you are on the fence and feeling beaten up, beaten down, and empty inside, I offer you the one thing that can take a broken life and mend it. The one thing that can take a heavy load and lift it. The one thing that can fill an empty heart and bring our dead spirit to life. I offer you my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said in Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Come to the one that makes all things new. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Come and find rest. Come and ask God to renew your faith in Him, to renew your hope in Him, to renew your heart, to renew your strength, to renew your vision, and to see things as He sees them, and see people the way He sees them. We were all given free will to choose the path we will take. It's a choice. In the words of Joshua 24:15, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." How will you choose today? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for being who you are. Thank you for the power and your strength and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for renewing us when we are worn out. Thank you for re-energizing us. Thank you for repairing the brokenness in our lives. Lord, thank you for giving us so much and being so close to us. Lord, thank you for caring for someone as small and insignificant as me. Lord, I pray that if somebody is not willing to give up yet, or they're struggling and they're trying to do it all alone, Lord, Lord, I pray that you work in their heart right now. Lord, I pray that they come to you. Come to you broken and humble. Lord, I pray that they take the next step and just ask you to become their Lord and Savior. Lord, if anybody is here and they're just feeling broken and weary and worn out, Lord, I pray that they can come to you right now. That they will come to you right now. And draw near. And draw from the spring that will refresh them. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will just anoint anybody who's heard this message today. That you will bring them into the fold. You'll rejuvenate them and refresh them, Father. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.